Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley.
Sports In Depth. Blog Talk Radio. On the Trust in God Radio Network. It is. It's been a hot week here in the Big Apple, New York City. Reminiscent of Caxias, Brazil. Not so much of Fortaleza, which gives you high temperatures and low humidity. Big sports happening. Trades. Special events. It is a lot of stuff happening here, and Tyler Skaggs passed away a couple days ago, young fellow, 27 years old. Today is the eve of his birthday. The Angels were leading the Mariners 13-0 with 13 hits, and as it makes the errors, please, wait a while. Mine no hitter. That they're trying to do on this emotional night. Serena Williams, Roger Federer, two legendary names in the game of tennis, and Wimbledon are back in the finals. Serena will be playing in a few hours for her 24th major championship. I remember when her and her sister were playing out there in Rockefeller Center. They put a court out there for them. Everybody's talking about Venus, and her dad said there'll be a time where it'll be all winning finals. Hey, it's a reason to better play. Harlan knows best. James Harden and Westbrook are back together again. No, you realize that OKC one time had Westbrook, Harden, and Durant. Wow. Now Houston has Durant. Brooklyn. And our collage has a host of pictures to us. Birthday, we have your birthday, Lady A. On the 10th, happy birthday, Andre Dawson. On the 10th. Dawson, when he retired, was the only player, along with Willie Mays, who had over 200 home runs, to run the stolen bases. Double check and two weeks later. I believe also Bobby Bond had that many. So off after his birthday. Instead of last, you have to be twice as good. You have a chance. He won the greatest U.S. Open of all time. The Open had the best amateurs and best professionals. That's one of his three majors. He won both the Australian and the Jimmy Carter at Wimbledon. My cousin Reggie, former captain in the Army, happy birthday too. His brother's on the 10th. The Hawk, Larry A. Arthur, and Reggie B. Happy birthday. And Arthur, remember him. Well, other things are happening. See. Also, break is open. Baseball teams are playing again. Just talk about an 18-game schedule in the NFL. Sure to you, Jess. First, my good buddy John McElroy say, are you serious? I can't be. Doc Sanders pushing about the prayer and pushing down. Then what? We're over with a prayer. SAD late night. We get it first. We get it last. We get it right. We'll tell you about the no-hitter attempt. So hang on in there. And as always, we open with a prayer. And John Coltrane. Discovered by Miles Davis. Minister in prayer. So we ask you to take up your hat, close your eyes, go on your knees, or just stop for a minute. Pay homage to the one only true God. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. And more importantly, have your will, have your way. But thank you for last night's getting up and this morning laying down. We ask the Lord that you give us what we want, what we need. We need you every hour. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Nadal over Nadal lost over to Federer, and it's the first time they had played together in a big event like this in 11 years. Listen to Roger Federer a while.
It's not over yet. No point to start partying tonight or get too emotional or too happy about it, even though I am extremely happy. There is, unfortunately, one more. So it's great on many levels, but I'll put my head down and stay focused.
This is his 12th final, and nobody, from a male perspective, has been in that many finals. And he's, Federer is 3-1 against Nadal at Wimbledon, but he's 9-1 against other majors against Nadal. And Nadal is considered the greatest clay court player in the game today, one of the greatest of all times. Put him up there with Bjorn Borg. Okay, let's talk about some things today. We're not going to keep you low. SID Late Night, where you get it first, where you get it last, where you get it right. And we'll try to hold on, give you an update on the no-hitter attempt by combined pitching staff of the Angels. Some docism. Sometimes less is best, and best is never less. There are people who are living Christian lies, not Christian lives. If you find in a relationship as years go on, you're drifting more further apart. It's not a relationship. It's an existence. Sometimes you have to look back to see forward and clearly. Loving in a relationship has limitations when you are doing all the loving. Too often in life, people are playing the part they should be. Doc Stanley's words of wit and wisdom. Oh, a couple of things happening. Talk about an 18-game schedule in the NFL. Are you serious? Man, that's not going to happen. We, Dave Harden and Bill Westbrook back together again. They'll be playing for the Houston Rockets. Chris Paul got traded from Houston to OKC, but that seems to be a situation that he is making traded again. Sobolik, who will play Federer for the championship on Sunday, is 25-2. He's won 9 majors. Federer has won 6. He's won 2 Wimbledons, and Federer has won 1 in their head-to-head meetings. He would be the slight favorite. Let's try to get an update on that no-hitter attempt by the Angel pitchers. So, try to call for one. There's one out. They need, let's go to it live. They'll need two more outs here, and they'll be a combined no-hitter. So, let's listen in live here. Doc Stanley Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network, the Angels leading 13-0 on a night they saluted the loss of their teammate. And one of the young fine pitchers is 13-0 LA. Let's go to the game live. A combined no-hitter attempt. Let's listen in.
Page off the mound, fires the first, two down.
I'm standing sports to the block up video. My Justin Card through the network live out in LA. A classical no hitter. And let's listen to the rest of it. Of the scores, the Royals have beat the Tigers 8-5. D-backs over the Cardinals 4-2. And let's get back to the no-hitter.
One out of way. And the first pitch is outside. Ball one.
Rockies over the Reds 3-2.
Six batters in his first two innings. That's a ground ball to second baseman. He falls down. Picks it up.
No hitter.
No hit.
Very special event. Also, Albert Pujols was part of this team. But on the night that they saluted the teammate who had passed away, they all wore his number, Skaggs, was on the eve of his 28th birthday. Los Angeles with 13 hits and 13 runs of no hit. The Seattle Mariners. Lions go for Seattle. No runs, no hits, three errors. LA, 13 hits, 13 runs, no errors. Leaves a while. Three errors made by Seattle. And they got no hit. Live here on Sports Network, Blog Talk Radio, and Preston Carver Network. No hitter. Combined pitches. Did this every week. Best pitcher, Mike Trout, had a big night home run. And words on Harden and Westbrook. He simply said, we're back. Tyson Chandler will play for Houston Rockets. He got a one-year deal. That is a big plus for that team, too. Wow. Former Defensive Player of the Year. Angels, Tyler Cole pitched 2 innings. Felix Pena pitched 7 innings of no. Only 2 pitches, Cole and Pena. So Pena pitched 7 innings of no-hitter ball. Cole pitched 2 innings of no-hitter ball. They're combined for the no-hitter. Wow.
The marathon that is the season, you know.
Well, that's it. Oh, wow. It's been kind of nice if Pena could have come home. That's it. One of the things we want to bring you right here. That's it. The Angels have beat the Seattle Mariners. They have no-hitter, 2 pitchers, Cole and Pena, combined for a no-hitter. 13 runs, 13 hits for the Angels. No runs, no hits, and 3 errors for the Seattle Mariners. The players who all wore 45 tonight. Putting their jerseys on the mound. I like that. It was almost a perfect game as one walk. So the Angel pitchers only saw 28 batters. Seattle did get a man on base by a walk. Billy didn't score. And they were shut out 13-0. And all the jerseys were put on the mound. The players are happy in a sad moment. Tyler Cole pitched 2 innings. Felix Pena pitched 7 innings. The Rhino hit against the Mariners on the night that they honored Skaggs, who passed away just last week at 27 years old. This is the eve of his birthday. It's been 28 tomorrow. And how they wish that has been the case instead of what happened. Knox County Sports Network Radio on Trust in God Radio Network. That's live from California. And we're back in our studios in Brooklyn. And we're seeing big fight coming up next week. One time, Keith Thurman against the great Manny Pacquiao. And we're definitely one of the lead fighters of the time, 8-time champion. That's a fight that's coming up. Quite an interesting fight, too. We'll talk a lot about both guys. You know, is Keith Thurman back? If Keith Thurman 100%? If Keith Thurman really ready to fight the elite welterweights that are out there? Crawford, Spence. So we'll see. Big fight next Saturday. And induction, first man ever, 100%. Mariano Rivera gets inducted into the Hall of Fame this month. And we talked to Hall of Famer Andre Dawson the other day. His second knee replacement, he recuperated from that, but he'll be up there at the ceremony. Don Smith and Eddie Murray, two of his close friends and good buddies. And wow. So here we are. Angels on the mound, and the franchise will pitch no hitters. This is the first combined no hitter. 4 times Nolan Ryan has done it, Jared Weaver has done it. Erwin Santana has done it. Mike Witt has done it. Clyde Wright has done it. And Bo Belinsky, the first game he ever pitched back in 1970, threw a no-hitter. Him and Wright threw his in 1970. Witt threw his in 1984. Santana in 2011. Weaver in 2012. And Nolan Ryan, who has the most no-hitters by anybody in the history of baseball, with 7. Noli. Wow. He threw 4 with the Angels, and he threw, I believe, Houston. I know he pitched with Houston, and he wound up with the Rangers. So he was 4 with the Angels, and he threw 3 more no-hitters, pitching those for the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, where he went to after he left Jarwell. He went to the Angels first, then he was at the Mets first now. He's with the Mets. I remember he talked about that when they told him they traded him to Los Angeles. He thought it was the Dodgers, and he said, wow, he liked that because the Dodgers had the best mound in baseball, but it was Angels. And so with the Angels, he threw 4 of his 7 no-hitters, and he threw 3 combined with the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. Dr. Stanley Sports and the Block Talk Radio Network Trust and Cover. SID late night, where you get it first, where you get it last, where you get it right. You had it here. Angels, combined no-hitter. Cole and Pena, 7 innings for Pena. Tremendous job. Man, tremendous job he had. He had a fine play, too, on left-handed batter, and then good play by the second. A hard hit ball, second baseman. Yeah, good play on that. And wow, Trout home run. Wow, good game, big game, and it's a really special night for them and the loss of their teammate. Doc Stanley Sports and their Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network. Not going to do a lot tonight. Just wanted to get on as Westbrook and Harden are back together. We know that Irving and Durant, and you know, there's still a question about Durant. We don't know how he's going to be after this operation. And Kyrie Irving has showed us that he's an outstanding player, an outstanding guard, but he's not a franchise turnaround, as we saw. Boston played better without him, and where did Boston go with him? Good point. I like that one. Chris Paul either can't play in the big game because he's hurt or doesn't play big in the big game. And his legacy right now, to me, is a guy that's overrated. Just hasn't stepped up. You know, he can't play when he needs to play. He doesn't play when there's a need to play. Like I said, he either can't play in the big game or doesn't play big in the big game. Doc Stanley Sports and the Block Talk Radio Trust and Cover Network, SID Late Night. With last, with the first, we get it right. We'll get you any other updates right now, but we're getting ready to go. We're not going to be long on the show. We've been doing so, but always that Marvin Gaye has his say before we go on our way here. Sports is at Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And then we'll close out with our new theme. It's what I do. But first, Mr. Gaye has this to say before we go on our way. Oh, one thing.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Are they going to suffer tomorrow?
We're going to go to the post-game interviews. Marvin, we're going to put you on hold just a minute.
He's not here quite well, and to see these great moments with Batson, I think this game was dedicated for him and all his time.
Tim, what did it mean to wear number 45 and have this kind of performance tonight?
Tyler was somebody that we all love. And I'll start to say with Debbie's first pick, they were right down the middle. Unbelievable. I mean, couldn't have made a better pitch to get us going on the right foot. And
this is 11th no hitter in Angels history. And, wow. Something. In the post game interview, back to Marvin. And back to getting ready to leave. But, wow. A good point made by the young man, Pena. You know, it's sad occasion, one that wish couldn't have just another game.
What
to say? Well, again, we go.
Who really cares?
Let's go back. Tonight, I mean, it's not getting special that though. When you look at the fact that they normally win the game. King Felix. Felix, he tossed the final 7 innings of no-hitter. That's the second most by a relief pitcher and a combined no-hitter. In 1970, Ernie Shore pitched 9 innings of a game as Babe Ruth was ejected of the first batter. Yeah, Ernie Shore in 1917. And that's the longest. Babe got ejected and Shore came in and threw the no-hitter. This is the longest. I remember Alejandro Pena and two other pitchers had the ball autographed, combined a no-hitter for the Braves and the A's. I think Blue Moon Odom was part of a trio of three pitchers that combined a no-hitter for the Oakland A's. So Pena pitched 7 innings and no-hitter. Well, I remember Dean Chance who threw a no-hitter, and he had another hitter where he threw a 5-inning. And we talked about that years ago, that he had a 5-inning no-hitter too. So he had 2 no-hitter. We get some final scores here. The Yankees did win tonight. Hadn't been at home. Domingo Germano has been a tremendous asset with the Hanses and the ace of last year out. Yankees won another big game tonight back at the stadium. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays and continue to be rocking and rolling. Okay, but like I said, Marvin Gaye sends us on our way.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live. The children, oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got to save the babies. Oh, the mercy. You will save the babies, all of the children. But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save a world. Yeah.
Save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
I don't know if you want to go ahead and anything. Nobody here has mentioned any sort of gratitude or thanks to God. Remarkable. Remarkable. I think, of course, you're about to hear the Trust and Guard Network. No hitter going out in LA. Friends reunite. Yeah. Who's your thoughts? Life's most persistent urgent question is.
Running used to be the way I passed my time. All over town and just to see what I could find.
I am not for this. Well, for many. My brother comes from the family. He's silly.
But every kid.
Ralph Waldo Emerson. Ralph Waldo Emerson. You never do kind
of
thing.
I try to tell myself that it was just a game.
I feel it.
I run again to try and
get you off.
Trust in
God. Larry Hardy.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Okay, and our new closing theme. Good luck.
Cause I'm loved.
what I do.
So, that about wraps it up, and hope you enjoyed the show, and I always like to end with "He Paid It All," but I remember, I'll play this song before we go. People always talk about mothers and how great they are, but they never give the great dads any plug, and dads who also been mothers to O.C. Smith. We played it for Father's Day, and we'll play it again tonight. Relationship between dads and fathers, and they're so pivotal with daughters, too. We always say that the girls are the fathers and the boys are the mothers, and but let's just listen to O.C. Smith's song that captured me way back in the early 70s. He first became with Little Green Apples. It's one of my favorites.
My man,
Daddy's Little Man.
Just look at Daddy's little man. Stand up, let me take a look at you. My, you must have grown about a foot or two since last weekend. Let's run in. Wash your face and hands. I want to take a little walk and then have a little talk with Daddy's little man. Just look at Daddy's little man. No, I don't want to batter your mud pie. Looks appetizing, but I think I'm gonna pass it by this time. I got a dime right here in my hand. I wanna buy some ice cream and walk down by the stream with Daddy's little man. You be careful with that ice cream cone. My mama's gonna tan your hide. Speaking of mama, she all right? Does she go out a lot at night? No, I don't think bullfrogs bite. The man who took you for a ride, does she ever look at you and cry? Yes, I see the butterfly. No, there's just something in my. Remember that muscle you used to tell me about all the time? Let me see it. Sure it does. Yeah. Oh, my. Look at Daddy's little man. Yeah. Well, I guess you better kiss me bye-bye now. Time just seems to fly somehow. When you're having fun, I gotta run. I'll call you when I can. Maybe Sunday I can go to the show with Daddy's little man. Daddy's little man.
And with that, we leave. Doc Stanley, supposed to live Block Talk. Well, I'm not going to leave because I think I was talking about it. And it's remarkable how, a debt paid that wasn't made, he paid it all.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hand, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You paid it all.
Angels combined no hitter on a night. They Remember, Tina who passed away on July 1st. Thanks. 7 by Pena, 2 by Cole, 13 runs, 13 hits, 13-0 win over Seattle, who did reach number 3 in errors. No hits, no runs, 3 errors, 3. Remember, early this morning, so anyway, we'll go for win number 24, another one in the championship. ESPN will have it on if you want to see it. Irvin and Fire closes out the show. My hardest will follow them. That's Sports Net Block Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us here. That's a late night. We get it last, we get it first, we get it right. Angels, combined no hitter, 13-0 win over. Yeah, Mariners, Yankees, first time being home since June 26th, they win. Keep their hold in first place in the American League East. Westbrook, Harden, back together again. Happy birthday, Andre Boston. Lady A, Reggie. Remember Arthur Ashe. First black male to win a Grand Slam tournament. Althea Jackson, the first black person to win with. I stand before that box of video. Justin got in the way.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.